Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Clarissa, we are back in the limelight yet again with another extraordinary entrepreneur this week. We're talking about health. And I think as entrepreneurs, I try to remind us as much as we possibly can to take care of ourselves, self-care and taking care of ourselves, because if something happens to us, usually that's what's going to sink a boat, and we don't want any boats sinking around here. So with that having been said, I'm going to remind you that the new magazine is out. Yes, it is. In the Limelight with Clarissa, Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur. There is Orazio Pagani on there. He is a supercar maker out of Italy, and he makes about 20 to 30 cars a year that start at about $2 to $3 million. A car. So that's a very interesting article to read, along with many others in the magazine. You're going to be able to listen to this podcast on 8 different platforms: Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, Amazon. It's out there for you to see and to hear. The videos will be on Roku, Apple, Amazon, Chromecast, and many, many more. So we're excited now to bring on our guest. And as I was telling you before, we're talking about health, but one very, very specific part of the body, and we'll talk about others, but very specific part of the body that I was very excited to talk about, believe it or not. And I'll tell you why in just a second. There she is. It's Yamina Zake. And I'm thrilled to have you on. Yamina, you are a visionary healer dedicated to demystifying the body and providing simple, powerful tools to make lifelong fitness and reality a reality for everyone. You've got so much going on, but I was really thrilled when I saw finally a book about feet. Yes, feet. And it's called, your book is called The Foot Fix, and we're going to be talking about that. Why is it that feet are so important, apart from the fact that we only get one pair for a lifetime?
Well, you know, the thing is that people don't get that you stand on them. And so everything you do in your life, every accident, injury, the way your posture is, it's embedded into your feet.
Right.
Then you add shoes to it.
Right.
That keep your feet closed up in whatever form most of your life. And so it's pretty easy to understand why we end up with foot problems.
Yeah. Well, you also, what I did like about what you were saying, I figured you were going to be, you know, sort of, you know, preaching no heels, never in heels. Don't ever walk in heels, because it's the worst thing you could possibly do for your feet and your back, by the way, and probably throws off a lot of other things on our body. But you don't. You say what about wearing heels?
Well, for years, people say to me, Yamina, so what shoes do you recommend? And I go, I don't. I think you should be able to wear whatever you want, as long as you know what you'd need to do to take care of your own feet.
Right.
So if you've got the smarts to know, okay, if I decide to wear heels tonight, to get out of that shoe and walk each part of your foot out of that shoe form, your feet can pretty much wear anything. You know, yeah. And I very often say, you know, the people that are, you know, into their healthy shoes, their Birkenstocks or their Earth shoes, that same thing. Your feet get stuck in the pattern of that.
Right.
You don't want your feet to be stuck in any shoe.
The pattern of anything.
You want to be able to have your feet free and working.
Right. Free and working.
Slip on your shoe that you feel like wearing.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to be really, you know, I think a lot of us now, especially during these very interesting times that most people are working from home, or a lot of people are working from home, I'm kind of doing the slipper thing a lot. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. And my feet are loving it. You know, I mean, exactly. I live here. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, where 6 months out of the year, as you know, we are in triple digit weather. So we are in flip flops a lot, which I understand is not really great either because it keeps your feet so flat all of the time. How can we work around? What are some of the tips that you would give about wearing?
I think flip flops are great. Because if your feet are free, then you can actually work them and get your muscles working all the time. Right. And if you have collapsed arches, it's really simple. Just shift your weight to your outer foot. Your arches lift, you know, and get your toes working. And, you know, if your toes are just there flopping, they don't do anything. But having the fact that they're free, you can actually get them working. And being in those flip-flops is great. I love it.
Right. So, yeah. And I do too, by the way. I mean, it's a fabulous lifestyle when you could do that. So how is it that you, and I know I really want to also get into your retreats and your events. And I know that you train practitioners and they're taking your work all over the world. You have your events all over the world, which is really exciting. I want to talk about the one, what you've had and will eventually hopefully have again in Tuscany too. You know, cause I lived in Italy for 30 years. So I wanted to learn a little bit more about that. Who is this book written for? Anybody that has 2 feet?
Pretty much, you know, and people always say, no. Who's your population? Who's really going to read this? And what I really hope for is that people get that you have 2 feet and don't be stupid. Don't wait until, you know, you get to a certain age where suddenly your feet don't work for you. Suddenly you can't wear the shoes that you always love. You're, don't be stupid. It takes about 10 minutes a day to just exercise your feet, get everything moving, and then be mindful about how you're using them so that you don't wind up with foot problems. Because people that wind up with really bad foot problems, I mean, bad news. And it usually happens by the time there are some men in their 60s, 70s, women menopausal, postmenopause, and then they operate on you when you have worse circulation. So you're not going to heal right. And again, it comes back to most of the medical approaches to feet. There's no education. Nobody tells you if you have a bunion, they operate on your bunion. You're going to still keep walking right into that big toe because no one told you could walk differently.
So my this is kind of what I think, isn't this what sort of pushed you into the idea of writing the book is that you were having some problems of your own, especially after I understand your 50th birthday or thereabouts. And then it was also hereditary and within your family to have issues. So is this kind of what was the idea that you said, okay, I've got to write a book about this because I've never seen another book about feet. It might be out there, but I've never seen one.
Well, there's books out there about feet that tell you to wear orthotics, tell you to get injections, but not to teach you what you need to do and how to use your feet. Right. Make sense of it for you so that you can be empowered. No. What happened with me was that my mother, if you saw my mother's feet, you would be horrified. All the toes are crossing each other. She's basically standing on her inner ankle on one foot. Wow. One of her toes is coming through the bottom of her foot. I mean, really. But she's also 90, God bless her, and she's doing pretty good.
Right.
But I saw that, and I went, this is never happening to me. This is never going to happen to me. And then when I turned 50, I remember getting out of bed in the morning, going to the bathroom, sitting on the toilet, and looking down, and my toes on each foot, the three middle toes, were hammer toes. And I went, oh, my God, that is my genetics.
Right.
And so I quickly worked on it, and very quickly I could get rid of it. But the point was, it was horrifying that this is where my genetics can take me.
Right. So that is horrifying. Wow, that's really, I know. And so I was just getting some images of the older women in my family also, that it was really more some with feet, but a lot with hands as well as they started to deform. And it's horrifying. It's really something that we should be taking a look at now so that we can prevent. What are some of the things that you suggest that you could, a couple of tips that you can give us without giving away the whole book, but something that you would really want everybody to know?
You know, I do something called that I start everyone with, and it's called the power stance. And it's, and it basically teaches you to stand with your feet parallel, really simple, hips width apart, go over to one side and just line up your outer foot is completely straight for about 60 seconds. And then press the five toes down. And you look down and you have a major arch that you've just created. Mm-hmm. And then I basically say, now keep that and shift over to your left side. Do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Come back to the center. What happened? Your arch is lifted. Your posture improved. Your back pain doesn't hurt anymore. Your energy is up. And it's just, it's that simple. But you have to be mindful. Think about the times you're online somewhere and you're bored and you're losing energy because you do not want to be on this line, but you should be doing something positive like that.
Yeah. So I want you to show us the book first off. You showed it to me before pre-show, but it's a beautiful cover and I love, it's really great. The Foot Fix, there you are. 4 weeks to healthier, happier feet. And I'm assuming just like anything else, it's a workout and it's something you have to keep up on. It's a lifestyle change. It's not just those 4 weeks.
It's saying, now that you've learned all this, don't be stupid.
Right.
Because I keep going back to that, be stupid, because I used to, what I'm known for in the world is treating injuries and simplifying body parts and getting people to, you know, learn how to use their body better. And so I would work with somebody that would come in with plantar fasciitis or a bunion, and they'd stand up in my studio and go, wow, I feel great. Next week they'd come back, same thing, still hurts. Then I realized that I was giving them things to do. And when I would look at them walk down the street, by the time they got to the end of the street, they were already on the phone. They were totally disconnected from their feet and totally spaced out and left their feet. So I realized, no. People have to really understand it. If people don't get it up here, they're not going to be able to continuously remind their feet, okay, how come my foot's turned out? How come my ankle's dropped in? That doesn't make sense. It's not a smart move. So it's really that it has to be mindful. So this book puts a big emphasis on ways throughout your day also that you can, you know, keep
check in. Check in with yourself for sure. In your practice and the practices that you teach and preach, one of the things that you do with Foot Fitness is something called Foot Fitness with Foot Walkers. And they're kind of little nubby bunch, what would they call them? Nubby half balls, kind of.
Yeah, they're half balls. Yeah. They're called Foot Wakers.
Right.
And so prior to writing this book, I've got so much education about the feet, Save Your Feet, Foot Fitness, but I wanted to write a book that people could absolutely build each part of their foot back and restore their feet without any tools. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to make it, you know, very often, you know, maybe someone doesn't have $50 to go buy some, you know, tool to use on their feet.
Right.
So I wanted to show people that, you know what? You could do this on your own. Just follow these instructions, go through the program. And then later on, if they want to, you know, go deeper, you know, the Foot Wakers, they've got these little knobbies on them. So for example, it increases circulation. So people, if you're sitting at your desk and you're working, you could just keep pressing your feet into these, which just keeps improving your circulation back up your legs.
Yeah, I would love to talk about your retreats. You do some retreats, or you've done, and I am assured that you'll be doing some again in the future as soon as we possibly can. You've been into India and Ibiza, you've been to Tulum, you've been in Greece, and I read something also that you were doing in Tuscany somewhere. These are your retreats where you do what?
So we started our retreats in Tuscany at this beautiful location, this private location in Maremma, and then after a certain number of years, we said, you know what, we should move it around, you know, and, try different places. So that's really what we did. But the retreat is the highest end of what I do. And we only take 9 people. We take them to absolutely exclusive, fabulous places where the food is great, the amenities are all great. And then in the morning, everybody fills out a 20-page questionnaire. And it's really, what are your goals? What do you really want to achieve? And me and two of my top practitioners meet daily. And so in the morning we do a class. Every morning starts with an hour of breathing, then feet, and then each day takes a body part. So one day is, say, focusing just on the legs. The next is hips to legs. The next is hips to lower back, middle back. and up into the shoulders. And so by the time people leave, they really know what they're doing. But then in the afternoon, everybody gets a private hands-on therapy treatment. Everything is proprietary work that I've developed over the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. So they're getting their bodies worked on, and then there's proprietary clay preparation so that if someone has inflammation in a joint, we'll pack them in that clay, or if it's about relaxation or detox. So people are really six, seven hours a day, people are...
Fix me, Amuna, fix me. That sounds glorious. That is really something. Now, I know you also have moved online with some of your events. And there's one coming up in just a couple of days, the hips and pelvis recertification. I'm assuming these are for your practitioners.
Well, what was interesting is I've always been on the road. The last maybe 10 years, I've been on the road teaching, traveling, doing retreats, and then traveling and teaching. And this year when all that stopped, my partner Yael said, okay, you're going online. And I was, no. Yeah. But so we've been able to translate some of our trainings for people that want to be certified in our work to being online. And we have some of our advanced practitioners teaching those trainings. And the interesting thing is that we're getting a lot more people because the reach is so much bigger. Something I never could have imagined, that people in Cambodia could sign up for a training where they might never be able to, you know, come to Europe or come to the US. But also one of the amazing things about this year, when I look back about this year, you know, people think, you know, when you look back on 2020, you wish it never happened. But I realized that because I stayed in one place, we were able to create over 80 new online classes, so that would normally take me maybe 5 years to do 81 hour classes.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and so I go, wow, it's really incredible that we were able to do that. And we also did 80 days when this was a very big deal for free on Facebook and Instagram every morning, breathing classes, because when COVID-19 began, we had a client and she'd gotten out of the hospital and she was writing on Facebook about the dreadful symptoms that remained. And I went, okay, this is how we're going to give back. And we're going to do a free class for everybody to get their lungs.
How nice. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. That's wonderful of you to have done that. I'll have to go back and look for it. Of course. The courses, that are they only for practitioners, or are they open to, or do you do open to the public as well?
Oh yeah. All the classes that I did this year, one-hour classes are for everybody.
So you've got one coming up again. As I said, the hips and pelvis recertification is coming up on December 12th. You've got two coming up in January, which is really great because people can jump on right away. And by the way, you can see on the ticker below Yamuna's website, so that you can get over there and get the information that I'm seeing now. There's another live online coming up on January 6th, again on January 15th, and it goes on down the calendar. You are a one busy lady with these online training.
Some of those other practitioners are teaching, but today, for example, at 1:30, I'm doing a class for anybody that's thighs to knees to ankles to feet. You know, and then after that, I'm doing a crazy class on the tongue, how to release the stress inside your mouth.
I know, because it's just really not one body part that you don't work on. We just happen to want to be focusing on the feet because of the foot fix. Show us the book once again. I do want to see that. There you go, everybody. It is a foot fix. It is 4 weeks to healthier, happier feet. Again, as Yamuna says, we only get two pair. You get one pair, you get two for a lifetime, and you need to get one pair. Yeah, and you need to be taking care of that. I'm doing the best I can today. I'll tell you, it is. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it's energetically a very interesting time. Shall we just leave it at that?
You sort of meet people and you look at each other and go, "Yeah, I know, I know."
Yeah, I know. Just hang in there. Hopefully it's supposed to be getting better. I can't thank you enough for the time that you spent with us all and giving us a little bit more education on how we need to take care of our feet. Don't forget that you can get the book now. I understand you can get the book on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Where else? And Amazon. Okay.
Amazon, Target, on our website. on Watkins Publishing in the UK.
I think fantastic. So
there's some other places in the UK too, but
no excuse. All right. I'm going to ask you to stay right there, Yamina, while I say goodbye to our audience and give them an appointment again for next week. Thanking you once again for your time. Everybody, we'll see you again next week with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur. Be well until then. Bye-bye now. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the Limelight.